I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What started as a call for jobs, better infrastructure, and a better future turned into 6 weeks of unrest and a demand for a whole new government in Iraq. Repeated clashes with security forces left 300 dead and 15,000 injured. The big question is, will the protests make any difference at all? After all, getting a do-over when it comes to government is a pretty tall order. Samuel with Redemptive Story says,
spiritual warfare as well as factional civil war has caused all of where they are right now. And so to look at it and say, oh, we just got to fix these five things, there's too many things to fix. So it needs to be an intervention of God.
To that end, he's urging us to pray.
There's too many things to fix. So it needs to be an intervention of God.
And we've talked before about every campus. They have a goal for every college campus in America to be covered with a prayer walk. More than 2,000 colleges still need someone to do a prayer walk on their campus. Could that person be you? It's easy to look up campuses near you and sign up to prayer walk. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. York Moore, an evangelist with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, says, if we're going to stir spiritual revival, it needs to reach beyond the church building.
A church can actually have a campus ministry in the walls of their church. But our hope and dream really would be, wouldn't it be awesome to see a gospel movement on those campuses so students can reach students for Christ?
If you've already prayer walked a campus near you, keep going back and ask the Holy Spirit to move in the hearts of young people.
We are opening coaching centers so that we can come alongside churches.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.